USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate voted not to call witnesses in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, ushering in the final phase of the proceedings with an all but assured acquittal next Wednesday. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the vote.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, called the failed motion to call witnesses a grand tragedy. The Trump administration is expanding its travel ban by restricting travel from 6 additional countries, citing security risk, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Eritrea, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, Nigeria, Sudan, and Tanzania joined 7 other nations, 5 with Muslim majorities, that were already part of the Trump administration travel ban announced in 2017. All of the newly named countries have a Muslim population of over 35%. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Delta and American Airlines have said they will suspend all flights between the U.S. and China, making them the first U.S. airline to do so, and joining several international carriers that have stopped flying to China as the coronavirus outbreak continues to spread. American said they will stop their flights through March 27th. Delta plans to wait till February 6th to suspend China operations to help travelers in China leave the country. United Airlines, the only other U.S. carrier with direct flights to China, has announced it will reduce but not completely stop service to China. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug to treat life-threatening peanut allergies, which affect 1.2 million children. The drug is intended to help the children tolerate small amounts of peanuts and would potentially avoid a life-threatening accidental exposure. In patients aged 4 to 17, two-thirds of those taking Palforzia were able to tolerate the equivalent of a few peanuts. Oral therapy is not a cure. The drug would still need to be used on a daily basis. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A U.S. Coast Guard officer accused of stockpiling weapons and compiling a list of government figures on a hit list was sentenced to 13 years in prison. Federal prosecutors said Lieutenant Christopher Hassan was inspired by racist murder cases and intended to exact retribution on minorities and those he considered traitors. Hassan pled guilty last October to charges of illegally buying prescription painkillers and amassing an arsenal of 15 firearms and 2 illegal gun silencers. He also had over 1,000 rounds of ammunition. The Secret Service blocked a server from alerting Hillary Clinton about the lawsuit filed against her by Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. Gabbard filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Clinton after the former Secretary of State insinuated that she was a Russian asset. The lawsuit got a lot of attention, but Clinton reportedly still has not been served officially with the paperwork because she refuses to let the servers through Secret Service. Brian Dunn, Gabbard's attorney, told the New York Post that the person trying to serve the lawsuit continuously is turned away from Clinton's home in Chappaqua, New York, by Secret Service agents. Clinton's remarks about Gabbard angered many who felt she crossed a line by claiming the Kremlin was grooming Gabbard to run a third-party bid that could sink Democrats and lead to re-election for President Trump. Senator Bernie Sanders called Clinton's comments outrageous. Facing backlash, Clinton claimed she meant the GOP was grooming Tulsi, not Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.